A lot of buzz about our guest today. Grimes is the stage name of Montreal-based artist Claire Boucher. She was kicked out of college for paying too much attention to her music and not enough to her classes. Luckily, that has worked out, and her first official planned album, Visions, was released on 4AD in March. Grimes recently played at South by Southwest, opened for Lika Lee on tour, and I asked her about this new album, if she considered it her first, even though she's had a bunch of EPs out before.
It's not, but it's the first record I've made that I wanted to make. It's the first record I made that I knew people were going to hear it when I made it. I mean, there's just a number of things. My other records, I guess, are I like them and stuff, but they were made really, they were very unintentional. It was just like, I'm going to try pressing this button and see what happens. And then at a point it's like, oh, I have a bunch of songs. I'll make it a record now or something. You
right.
know? So this one was more, there was an intro, there was an outro. And then I had a very cohesive plan and all that stuff.
But you obviously, a lot of things were going on. You went out with Lika Lee and had to perform with the older music. What did you learn from that? Because I mean, initially, weren't you playing to pretty small audiences?
Yeah, actually, usually my live set was very different from, I've never played any of my old music live. I usually would just make beats and make songs that they just don't really exist. but I just make them, I'd be like, oh, it's a live show, it's going to be a dance party. And so I would just put stuff in the sampler and just do kind of weird random stuff.
I love this album because there's great melodies on it. There's great beats, and yet it's kind of smeary, and I kind of love that. And I was kind of wondering what happened when you went out on a, for real tour with Lika Lee.
The main thing I learned from that was, how to be a professional, I guess. Because the biggest show I'd ever played before that was a couple hundred people. And then that was like 3,500 audiences. And so, I don't know, one big thing for me was like the production needs to get better because my lo-fi production in that kind of room was just not working out. So I sat down with my manager for a while because he's a sound engineer and he showed me a bunch of stuff. But also just before that, I could never finish a show. I'd always be like, oh, I'm too nervous and freak out. But then at that point, I was too nervous to say that. It's like you just can't stop. You just have to do it and stuff. So I don't know. Just that was really just taught me how to be a musician, I guess, as opposed to just being a, whatever.
Did you start pushing your vocals up in the mix some?
Yeah, that was definitely a big one. I mean, that was something I didn't even notice my vocals were low in the mix before. And maybe I was kind of shy about it and stuff, but I would listen to a lot of, in order to produce, I would listen to Outkast and I would listen to Rihanna and I'd listen to just really good production and try to match it in terms of the quality. Even now, my vocals are a bit lower in the mix than mainstream pop music, and probably more affected, but...
Yes, and you can't always understand what you're singing about, but I understand the lyrics are kind of for you anyway.
Yeah, they're really embarrassing because they're super personal, so I don't want anyone to know what I'm saying. I also have a really bad, well, not terrible, but I have a speech impediment. And so, I'm not the clearest speaker of all time.
You're quite understandable. Quite understandable. Well, what show we start off with today?
I'm going to start with Genesis. Because I'm very sick, and it's probably the easiest one to play right now. So, yeah.
We'll be right back. That is Genesis, which is on Grimes' new album, Visions. You're originally from Vancouver, and you went to school in Montreal. What was that like musically, that change? What's Vancouver? Were you making any music in Vancouver?
No, but I think I'm pretty formed by Vancouver. Vancouver had a really cool music scene. It's kind of died off because the city, you know, the housing situation is just way out of control now and stuff. But
you mean there's no place to live?
Or? It's just expensive. Like, I can't afford to live there. Yeah. I mean, no one can. There's no young people. There's not really an art scene. I mean, there's a bit of one, and there's some people that are really keeping it together, but it's just everyone's getting pushed out. But there's a lot of really cool bands, Mutators, Dandy Wind, Petroleum Byproducts, New Sensei. I don't know. Vancouver's more hardcore than Montreal. Like, Montreal's very pop. Well, there's a hardcore kind of scene in Montreal, but you know, I just grew up going to like ska shows and punk shows and stuff like that, so you know, and it was very much the sort of house party kind of vibe place. And then Montreal was just much more, you know, it was cold, it was really, really cold, and so it was everyone would gather, and usually shows would be in warehouses. It's also really cheap, so people get warehouses really cheap. And in the industrial district, because there's no housing, or really, you know, you can make a lot of noise. So it's a really good city to have independent venues and do independent parties. And I guess, you know, everyone's kind of older. Everyone's like over 18. So people were actually getting kind of organized in Montreal. And yeah, around the time I moved there, a really cool scene started developing. And that's kind of, I basically got into music because literally everyone I knew was a musician. And all I ever did was go to these shows and just spend all my time with these people. And it just kind of started happening.
Well, good things have happened. What do you want to do next?
I'll do Vanessa. I would want to do more newer music, but it's harder to sing. So, and I, okay. My throat is totally a mess right now. I'm just going to...
Now, Vanessa is, as you just said, an older song and has kind of a video people like to talk about. Or I've heard you say that you made this video, the video for like $60, and that was all spent on alcohol.
Yeah, pretty much.
It has all, sort of all your friends kind of smearing makeup on each other and dancing. It's actually a really cool video.
Yeah, it was the... That really opened my eyes to the world of, I mean, making videos. That changed my life, you know.
Cool. Well, this is Vanessa.
Cool.
That is Vanessa. was Vanessa kind of a any kind of a thing that kind of pointed to what Visions was going to be more like?
I guess musically, but not in anything like not non-musically. Like it was sort of that was the first time I was like, I'm going to make try making a pop song because I'd been listening to a lot of radio music and I just wanted to try producing with something else. Well, listening to something else. That was sort of the beginning of me realizing that I could kind of listen to other music and then and figure out how to produce from it. You know, but the song's not about anything. I mean, Visions is super, I don't know, it's super loaded and super intentional, and I thought mm-hmm. about everything. That's the song is, I literally just made it because it felt good.
Grimes, our guest, this is a quote I read that you said. Basically, I'm really impressionable and have no sense of consistency in almost in anything I do. And I think this was about how you decided what you were going to sample and things like that, what you were going to...
I don't really have a consistent kind of genre that I stick to. I don't really... I definitely make pop music. I'm not totally, you know... I mean, there's definitely a consistency. And my voice is going to be the same no matter what. It's just biologically the way I am and stuff. But... in terms of my albums and even in between albums, I feel like there's a lot of variation. I really don't want to be a band that feels like they need to make records that sound like themselves. I don't know. I guess just grow bored easily and I'm always in phases of stuff that I'm into. So yeah.
You've brought up this whole idea of your music being post internet, but I don't understand how that could even be. I'm curious as to what that actually means.
Well, it doesn't, I said that really in passing. I hadn't thought about it being a term or anything. And technically, in terms of what post and internet mean, it literally doesn't make sense. It's not. Right. I wasn't trying to make a meme or a statement or anything. But what I was referring to specifically was that based on the way that human brains develop, I think that people of my generation and younger are biologically different from people who did not. Hit adolescence when, and also have full access to the internet. I think the kind of neural pathways that I would have been forming when I was like 10, 11, 12, you know, it wasn't how to play the piano. It was how to navigate Napster, you know? And so, I think that has created, I mean, it physically changes you, what you do at that period in your life. And I think anyone who's born, you know, probably 88, 87 or later is going to have a really just different brain from anyone older than that.
Totally. Claire Boucher, Grimes, our guest today on the cafe. And so what is the difference between Claire and Grimes?
Not much. Claire has to do like work.
Oh.
You know, like Claire has to go to the bank. I really don't want to be putting on a persona or anything. I feel like Grimes.
Yeah, you don't seem to be at all.
Yeah. It's just my uncensored life. You know, it's normally I'm not like, here's how I feel, like, you know, right in everyone's face all the time. Whereas obviously with music, it's just what it is, you know, it's just blunt, I guess.
Well, we'll say that Claire is visiting us with a bit of a sore throat today. So I would make requests, but, what will work?
I'm going to try Symphonia now.
Thank you. My weight is you or Symphonia 9 or IX, depending on whether you're Roman or not. That is Grimes playing live for us today on the Cafe, from the new album called Visions. And fill me in on this. It seems appropriate. There's a visual exhibit going up in New York City that's related to Visions. Explain that.
I guess it's related. It's not. It's more that Grimes for me is just all the art I make just goes under Grimes.
Right.
And I mean, traditionally I've gotten recognition for music, but I'm an artist too, and I have a lot of friends who are visual artists. I guess we were playing already 3 shows in New York, and New York's a huge market for us. And some of the guys at 4AD were just like, "Hey, why don't we do an art show? It'll be really cool."
Oh, cool!
Yeah, so I was like, "Wow, yeah." I mean, I've never actually really had an art show, so it's, I don't know. I've always, painting and stuff for me has always just been like really a hobby, like not super something that is in the forefront. But I don't know. I thought it would be really cool, more so just because I know a lot of really good artists, and I knew exactly who I wanted to be involved as soon as it was suggested at all.
Have you been able to find enough time to kind of plan it and hang it and that kind of stuff?
I'm not super involved in all the logistics of that. I'm on tour, so
yeah.
It's kind of crazy, but luckily there's people. I mean, my manager's doing a whole bunch. Everyone's just kind of. Yeah, it's great because I was almost threw out all my art, but my manager kept it. So,
So is it going to be up very long, or just for the weekend, or for?
I actually have no idea. I don't really check my emails or anything, so I'm very out of the loop as far as anything.
Well, when I find out, I'll let you know.
And yeah, then please do.
Hey, thank you very much for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, it was great.
Sore throat and all. The Grimes album, the latest one, is Visions, out on 4AD, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.